Buy now, pay later, what it actually is and how it differs from a credit card. The pay in four button at checkout has become one of the most common ways Americans borrow, and most people using it would not call it borrowing at all. That is the point of the design. Here is what buy now, pay later actually is, how it differs from a credit card, and where the costs hide. The simple version. Buy now, pay later splits a purchase into a few equal installments, usually four, spread over several weeks, and usually with no interest if you pay on time. It is a loan. It does not feel like one, which is precisely why it works so well at checkout, and why it deserves the same attention as any other borrowing. How pay in four actually works. The most common version splits the cost into four biweekly payments, with the first due either at checkout or 2 weeks later. Approval happens at the register in seconds, and most of these loans do not involve a hard credit inquiry, which is part of why it is fast. To be approved, you need a debit card, credit card, or bank account for the payments to come out of, and once the plan is set, those installments are collected on schedule whether or not you are thinking. Not every plan behind the same button is interest-free. Many of these loans charge no interest, and most of them do charge a late fee when a payment is missed. Which product you are getting is decided on the checkout screen, in the terms directly above the button, which is worth reading before you tap rather than after. How it differs from a credit card. A credit card gives you a revolving balance. You can carry it, pay a minimum, and let interest compound on whatever is left for as long as you like. Pay in four does not work that way. There is a fixed number of payments, a fixed end date, and on the standard version, no interest accumulating in the background. That is a real difference, and on interest cost alone, it favors the installment plan. The differences run the other way, too. Payment history on these loans may not be reported to credit reporting companies, so paying one perfectly can build nothing for you, while a serious delinquency can still reach your record through collections. There's also a failure mode a card does not have. The installment is pulled automatically from a linked account, so if the money is not there on the day, one missed payment can produce a late fee from the lender and an overdraft or a car. Where the costs hide. The stacking problem. Each plan is small, approvals are easy, and nothing shows you all of them at once. Four plans opened across four different apps over 6 weeks is a payment calendar that exists in no single place, including in your head. The design removes the moment where you feel the total. That is the real cost for most people, and it is not interest. It is the purchases that would not have survived one visible cart total, made easier by a screen that shows you a small number instead of the whole one. The real cost lens. Pay in four turns one visible price into four invisible ones. The discipline that beats it is free and takes about 10 seconds. Read the four installments as the single number they add up to, because that is the price, and count every open plan as a bill, because that is what it is. A borrowing habit that never announces itself is harder to notice than an interest rate, and across a year it can move more money than one. Pay in four is still borrowing even when it is interest free. The cost is rarely the rate. It is the spending that one visible total would have stopped. What this means? Before tapping the button, total your open plans, know which account they auto-charge, and whether the money will be sitting there on the day, and treat an installment with the same seriousness as a credit card minimum. The late fees and the linked account failure mode are real even when the interest rate is zero, and a plan does not stop being a debt because the checkout screen gave it a friendlier name. What this is not. This is not advice for your situation. This is not a recommendation for or against buy now, pay later generally or any provider, card, or product specifically, and no provider is named here as good or bad. This is not a claim about how any specific provider reports to the credit bureaus, which varies by provider and by product and has changed over time. This is not legal advice about your rights under any consumer credit law. This is not a buy, sell. Sources. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. What is a buy now, pay later BNPL loan? The four payment structure, the timing of the first payment, interest and late fees, the account required to make payments, and the note that payment history may not be reported. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb/what-is-a-buy-now-pay-later-BNPL-loan-n-2119/. No figure is asserted in this article. It describes how the product is structured, not the terms of any particular plan, which are on your own checkout screen and loan agreement.